T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right. Big time congratulations and cheers to the great Hugh Douglas, man, going to the Black College Hall of Fame. Just absolutely amazing. What an honor for him, and so well deserved. Now, let's hear this interview, man. Deshaun Tate is on it. Interviewing Anthony Edwards, the number 2 overall recruit, the number 1 recruit coming out of the state of Georgia, the highest rated recruit in the history of the University of Georgia basketball program. A lot of us now are like, can't wait to watch Dog basketball in 2019-20. So Deshaun Tate caught up with Anthony Edwards, a.k.a. the Ant-Man. Let's listen.
What ultimately made Georgia your choice over more traditional powerhouse programs that I mentioned prior? And because you realistically, you could have played anywhere. Why Athens?
It's my home. I have family. My sister just had my nephew. I want him to be able to see me play. I want to be able to see him grow up. And Tom Crean's a great dude. He's great with player development. And he has two of my favorite of all time players of all time.
Okay, now how much did Tom Crean's hire at Georgia increase your chances of going there? Because, you know, has Georgia always been this high on your list? Was there something specifically that he did or said that was the difference maker that maybe other coaches didn't necessarily do?
Nah, Georgia wasn't always on my list. I mean, it just when he got hired, it was on my list, but not that strong. But when I found out Coach Amir was on the staff, that's when I started considering it a lot.
Now, what we have been seeing is quite a trend of traditional powerhouse football programs that have landed elite-level basketball prospects, guys like Trae Young at Oklahoma, Colin Sexton of Alabama. With your trust in Tom Crean and that commitment, did making Georgia a relevant two-sport institution, because they're pretty good in some football too, did that play any part in your decision, that, or did you even give that any thought?
No, I didn't give it any thought. I just wanted to go there because it was close to my house.
We got Anthony Edwards. We call him the Ant-Man here out of ATL. One of the top players in the country, obviously just recently committed earlier this week to the University of Georgia here at the Kia Studios here on the WaveForward.com hotline. The state of Georgia, this is kind of like the elephant in the room, Ant-Man, realistically speaking. The state of Georgia has struggled to keep elite talent in state. How big of a deal was it for you personally to stay close to home?
It was a big deal because I know a lot of people wanted to see me play, and I don't want to be like everyone else and go to those schools, get coached by those guys, and just be another one of those players. I want to be somebody that a school's going to remember, so that's why I chose Georgia.
I love that, man. Put your own stamp on things just a little bit. And speaking of, I had the opportunity, the Lakers came in town the other night and had an opportunity to speak briefly with Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, obviously Georgia's last highly touted recruit and NBA draft pick. Spoke very highly on your behalf in terms of your style of play and said that he's really looking forward to seeing you in the red and black. Are there any other notable guys that we would know that reached out to at least say, hey, congratulations?
Yeah, most definitely. Dwayne Wade, Victor Oladipo, John Wall, Dennis Smith, a lot of players. There was a lot of players. I just remember that.
Okay. Now, Tom Crean has a history of getting guys very similar build and stature like yours, 6'4", Dwayne Wade, Victor Oladipo, two guys that you just mentioned. Are there any specific guys that are in the NBA or previously played in the NBA, even on the current college level, that you pattern your game after, that people tell you that you kind of play like a little bit?
Yeah, Dwayne Wade and Oladipo.
The McDonald's All-American game is obviously going to be coming up really soon, Wednesday, March 27th of this year. How do you describe the excitement to be participating in that game, and not only that, but for it to actually be held in your backyard?
I'm very excited because, to me, it was just a dream come true. I wrote on my wall probably in ninth grade that I wanted to become a McDonald's All-American. So when I seen my name on the screen, it was just a relief, sign of relief. I was happy, and for it to be in my city is amazing, so. Good.
That's awesome, man. I love that, you know, the determination and writing it on your wall. Congratulations to you. Got about two more questions here with the Ant-Man. We call him Anthony Edwards. Holy Spirit Prep, one of the top players in the country, top five according to ESPN, top 100. Are there any uncommitted players that you're pretty close with that you're kind of trying to reel in to come in at Georgia with you?
Yeah, I got two players that I'm trying to get to come play with me. Yeah, Precious Achiuwa and I don't know his whole name. I just know his first name, Cortez, but he goes to IMG.
Okay, duly noted. That's always a beautiful thing when you get the opportunity to play with your buddies, man. That stuff makes a heck of a difference, especially from a chemistry standpoint, if they can land those guys. Okay, final question for you here, Ant-Man. What areas of your game do you feel like that you need to improve on? And what areas of your game do you feel like that you have excelled at the most? What's your go-to?
I feel like I need to improve on, like my trainer said, conditioning and being able to play defense at all times. Areas that I feel like I have excelled on is probably scoring the ball and getting my teammates involved.
All right. Phenomenal stuff there. A lot to unpack there. Great job by DeShaun Tate and great job by Anthony Edwards. That part right there about things to work. First of all, the fact that, look, there are ball players who have played 15 years and who are analysts, paid analysts, who when you give them a two-part question, they only answer one part of the question.
Right.
Coaches sometimes only answer one. So the fact that Anthony Edwards, I presume he's 18, it's just as a media guy, like you ask a two-part question and 95% of the time you get one part of the question answered. It's just one of those things. For Anthony Edwards to remember things I need to work on and things I'm good at, I thought that was dope. Big credit to him. So that shows a maturity. It shows an intelligence. It shows a sophistication that I'm a fan of and I'm impressed by. I know, Randy, that you had a question going into this interview about, okay, we got Anthony Edwards. Who else is coming with him?
Right.
And it's a totally valid question because, obviously Duke has not one, not two, not three, but four dudes that made the decision to go there together.
Correct.
Trey Jones, Cam Reddish, R.J. Barrett, and obviously Zion. Kentucky always seems to have a crew go there. Kansas a lot of times will have a crew go there. So it sounds like Anthony Edwards is trying to assemble a crew to go to Georgia.
Why not? Why not? And we talk about when we refer to this new basketball age, I call it the AAU age. These kids all play together. They all play on all the circuits and on all the teams, and they sit back and everybody wants to play with them. We can talk about competitiveness and want to be competitive. No, we want to play together. Not saying you can't be competitive that way, but it's not, I want to play against you. I want to play with you. And that's how the NBA is now. I don't want to play again. No, I want to play with you.
Is that a little bit of the wussification of America and people wanting it easier? Or is it just like a chummy thing? Like, I want to be with my homies. Or is it because kids nowadays want it to be easier?
The first, it ain't no or in it. You know, it is the wussification, as you like to say, because everybody wants it to be easy. And I'm not saying that these kids aren't competitive. But mm-hmm. And that's why I'm so irritated with this Michael versus LeBron. LeBron ain't even finished playing yet. Just irritating. It's just so irritating. And it's a different day. And my old school self, like we were messing with my man B-Mac out in the bullpen. Yeah, I'm old school, but I had to conform a little bit how I look at sports in today's age so it wouldn't drive me freaking crazy. When I look at these guys, everybody want to hug after. Everybody want to be friends. Everybody go on vacation together. I don't want to see you because I'm competing against you. And I learned, as the mid part of my career, because I never trained with nobody that I'm playing against. But then once, I stopped going to OTAs and stuff, I started training in South Florida. I trained with a lot of the guys that I played against in the league. We still want friends. Hey, you want to go have a beer or something, man? You want to go get a brew or something? No, if I see you out, I see you out. Now it's, hey, man, you want to go to school together? And it does take away how you look at competitive sports, but that's how it is nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about teaming up. I mean, we talk about LeBron in L.A. LeBron has to get another superstar in here. It's not necessarily because he doesn't want to compete against him. It's just the way the game is now.
Well, and to your point in the NBA, you need several superstars to win the championship.
It's what it is.
If that's your goal, that's what you have to do. You can win 50 games and be a playoff team without having a bunch of superstars around. But if you want to caress the gold ball, if you want to hug up on the Larry O'Brien
trophy, it's about superstars.
You have to have superstars to win that. So let's keep unpacking this interview here with Anthony Edwards. Again, iTunes, 929thegame.com. You can hear it in its entirety. I like the fact that in terms of why did you pick Georgia over Duke or Kentucky or all these other teams, he said because he didn't want to be like everybody else. He wants to go to a school where he will be remembered. And certainly, no matter what happens next year, we will always remember that Anthony Edwards is the greatest recruit that, you know, in the recruiting in the five-star era. You know, Dominique Wilkins.
Yeah.
Okay, off the charts. And by the way, he was a big-time dude. Everybody knew about him. I watched a documentary on him on Fox.
I saw it.
And really, really cool documentary. But he was that dude at 17 and 18. Huge hype, huge fuss, the whole thing. Everybody wanted him. So he would have been a five-star guy. He would have been the, you know, greatest recruit in Georgia history. But in the five-star, four-star, you know, recruiting ranking era, it's Anthony Edwards. And so is he being a little bit shady about maybe dudes going, and I'm not trying to stir up trouble here
I
usually do.
Yes,
okay, maybe
are.
I am. Is he, like when he says, I want to go to a school where I'll be remembered, is he kind of sort of saying that Zion and RJ and Trey Jones, because they've gone to Duke, with this illustrious list and fraternity of future NBA guys, that they kind of get lost in the shuffle?
No, I don't think he's saying
that. What he's saying?
I don't think he's saying that, but I know. But nice try, Troublemaker.
I'm barking up the wrong tree.
Yes, you are. Nice try, Troublemaker.
I appreciate you saying nice try.
Yeah, nice try. I just think he wants to be.
Was that to pull the pin on the grenade and leave it in the room and leave kind of thing?
How I look at being remembered and all that, I'm sure he just doesn't want to be remembered as the highest recruit ever to go to Georgia. If you ball anywhere you go, majority of the time, you'll be remembered.
Yeah.
If he went to Duke with a whole bunch of his boys and he balled, you remember him. You know, it's hard to remember a lot of these players unless you are a Zion-type Williams player who is just, you know, something that you've never seen before. It's hard because you don't get a chance to know these players. They're there for 1 year, and not even a whole year. They're here for a season, and then they're gone. You know, and that's just how – I mean, that's how I remember basketball. It's in this college football day and age is – I remember those junior, senior players. You know, I remember the Tim Duncans, and even though Joe Smith left as a sophomore, you remember those guys because you've seen them more than 1 year. It's hard to remember these guys now.
Yeah.
It really is. It's hard to remember them now, unless you have a persona and an aura about you like a Zion Williams.
John Michaels and I are going to be back together on Tuesday. Randy Mack in his stead here today. It did not sound, and we're reacting to DeShon Tate's interview with Anthony Edwards, the hotshot recruit going to UGA next year. Randy, it sounded like Tom Crean was a factor, but not the factor.
Right.
Did you go out and talk to DeShon about the other coach that Anthony Edwards mentioned? Because he said that Georgia was not on his radar, and then they got Tom Crean, and they were on his radar. But it sounded like he watered down Tom Crean's presence and influence on his decision a little bit for the sake of this other assistant coach that he sounded very excited to play for.
A lot of times it goes like that because a lot of times when you talk about assistant coaches, unless you're Coach Cal, you know, is Coach K at every single one of these AAU tournaments and all that?
Probably not.
One of his assistants are that, that you get to be familiar with him more than any time. And a lot of times that's the guy you follow. Because it's hard to say, I fell in love with Coach K. Coach K is Duke. You know what I'm saying? He is Duke. Of course you want to go play for that man. But probably the relationship you built with the guy that's recruiting you, you talk to your family, that could be it.
He's slated to be the number one overall pick in the NBA draft. People are liking him to Dwayne Wade and Victor Oladipo. I'm officially excited about UGA hoops. NFL Bounce is next. And because it's a slow news day, we are going to debate Haskins and Murray next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9 The Game. Here we go, baby, from the Kia Studios. Rick Kamla and Randy McMichael. He's in for John Michaels. John and I are off on Monday. It'll be President's Day, and we'll be back on Tuesday. Randy, are you working on Monday?
Yes, me and Chuck Reed are doing the morning show.
You're doing the morning show?
Yes.
Right on, man.
Yes.
Right on, man. It'll be stirring. You and Chuck Reed pushing and shoving each other around.
Yeah, that early in the morning. Yeah.
Thing has been a dumpster fire.
Yeah, only me and my mother and maybe my Aunt Pam will be the only ones listening. On President's Day at 6 in the morning?
You're totally wrong about that.
Okay.
Do you know how big we are?
Who?
Sports Radio 92.9.
Yeah, I do.
Do you have any idea how big we are?
Yes.
You get recognized everywhere you go, right?
Not because of here, but okay.
was trying to set you up to lavishly dap your employer. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Great station. I love it. Yeah. My people down in Fort Valley, they listen to it. That's why some of them wanted to jump on Mark. They were like, hey, man, who's this Mark Owens killing you? I'm like, what? They were listening to you back home. You know, Fort Valley's way down there. They can hear the signal. Our signal's so big. They were listening. They're like, does Mark not like you?
No,
like,
when? For what?
For your headlines thing.
The Week in Review thing?
When I was like, when I did the Carl Dukes.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Oh, my God.
I totally forgot we had that.
Yes. And they were like, hey, man.
Let's hit some headlines.
That's not my first time doing it. I've done it like three times.
Hey, by the way, you nailed it. You hit the high note,
yeah,
dude.
I've done it three times. So y'all made such a – Sean, what you want? Let's hit some headlines. Let's hit some big three.
That
was pretty funny right there.
That was the best.
Yeah, so, yeah, they wanted to come up here and put some hands on Mark. I'm like, no, he's just kidding.
No, they don't want to come up here today. I got my boys back.
Hey, it's a lot of them, Preach. I don't know if you got that many bullets.
You ain't been to my house.
Don't sleep, right, PB? Don't sleep,
but
man.
No. This is an awesome station. I enjoy working here, man.
We love having you, man.
Yeah, I enjoy working here. But yeah, me and the self-proclaimed Georgia Rattlesnake, John Chuckery, we will be in here Monday morning from 6 to 10.
I love it. I'm a huge fan of John Chuckery, man. Love that dude. What does he call himself?
The Georgia Rattlesnake.
That's badass. I like that.
Yeah.
Hey, this hour of the Midday Party with Rick and John is brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on car insurance. Okay, slow nudes day in the NFL. So I want to have a debate with Randy McMichael.
So there's some positive stuff going on.
The owner
for the Steelers is flying down to Miami to talk to Antonio Brown.
Okay.
But he said he's good. So
who's good?
He is. No, I don't want to meet with you, Mr. Rooney.
He said he wants to be traded.
Yeah.
Why? So
I'm sending him the bus.
Mr. Rooney is going down to Miami to get it in. Okay, he's not going down there to woo Antonio Brown. Ship has sailed.
I'm sending him to Detroit or Buffalo.
Just cause. Just out of general principles. Yep. You're sending him to Siberia.
I'm sending him.
You're just banishing him.
Yep, sending him to Buffalo, Detroit.
That's hilarious, man. I really think Oakland makes the most sense. They have three first round picks, 424 and 27. And if I'm Pittsburgh, I say, give me number 24, and I will give you number 82.
84.
Pardon me, 84.
Yeah.
Give me number 24, and I will give you number 84.
Nah, because they're going to Vegas. Nah, I want you to go to Detroit or Buffalo.
So, but do you agree that makes sense?
It makes a lot of sense.
If you remove the shade from it,
it makes sense,
right?
It makes a whole lot of sense.
Because Oakland would still have two first-round picks and Antonio Brown.
Yeah, but I ain't doing it.
All right.
I'm not gonna eat 21 mil, bro. You just have to stay at home. I'm not eating 21.
Okay, so let's get into this debate because I'm impressed. NFL Network has finally gotten with the game. Thank you. Because all along, it was Dwayne Haskins, Drew Locke, Daniel Jones, and then Kyler Murray.
Are you sneezing?
I'm just doing what I do. But in the most recent rankings that I saw, you know, it's theatrical stuff.
Okay.
In the most recent rankings that I saw on NFL Network for quarterbacks entering the 2019 draft, they have come to their senses, and they have Dwayne Haskins, then Kyler Murray, then Drew Locke, and then Daniel Jones.
Right.
Okay.
You're not a Drew Locke guy, though.
I'm not a Drew Locke guy.
Yeah.
And I'm not a Daniel Jones guy either. But I am a Kyler Murray guy.
Right.
And I am a Dwayne Haskins guy.
Right.
And so let's start here. Do you agree with me that there is a big separation between Haskins and Murray, ... down to Locke and Jones and whoever else?
Yes. Yes, I agree.
And that includes like Ryan Finley and a bunch of other guys.
Yes.
And Will Greer.
I'm not a fan of Will Greer, so.
I'm not a huge fan either. I'm not sure if it's going to translate. So Murray or Haskins, and obviously, you know, we have Stephen A. Smith making just the idiotic comment that Haskins is a better runner than a thrower.
I mean,
I still can't believe he said that. But let's debate it, man, because I think this – and by the way, Randy, you have the Giants
at six.
Already passing. They're like, we need a bigger quarterback, we need a bad weather quarterback and all that. I'm not mad at him either because that's the environment and they know what it takes. I still, Randy – Dwayne Haskins to me is safer. I still think there's tremendous upside in the NFL for Dwayne Haskins to be a 4,000 yard, 30 touchdown guy perennially. because he's just got a howitzer for an arm, can make every throw, his accuracy. I like the way he moves in the pocket. I like the way he surveys the field. I think he's terrific. I also love Kyler Murray. But if I had my pick, I would take Haskins over Murray. What says you?
I probably do the same. But this is how I look at Murray. If Murray was, and I know that's not going to happen, let's say he measured out at 6 feet, he go in front of Haskins.
I agree.
Without a doubt, if he's 6 feet. I think if he's 5'10" and a half, I think he'll close the gap on Haskins.
Mm.
Now, the Giants have already put it out there that they won't take him, but ain't nobody saying somebody might jump up and get him.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? I think if he's somewhere, because I think that if you look at his skills, because Haskins, he's a typical in-the-pocket big guy. He can move, but he's not a running quarterback.
Correct.
Yeah, he can move. You look at Kyler. Kyler is where this game is going. And I said it earlier, we were talking about, you know, my old schoolness and all that. We got to get out of that now because the game is changing. And the way the NFL is being now, you can only play what college football is sending you. And college football is starting to send you Baker Mayfield
and Mahomes
and Murray, these Big 12 quarterbacks. Because what do we always say? Ain't no damn quarterback from the Big 12 ever did nothing until his last two times, until these last two drafts.
Mm-hmm.
You look at Baker and you look at
Mahomes.
Mahomes, thank you. It's another one coming out. I know he's a little guy, but that's my thing. I'm like, it's going to this version of not necessarily spread, but it's going to a more Chuck, my boy Chuckery says it, huck and duck around the league, chucking the ball all over the field. That's what it's going to.
Well, and I think that, you know what really plays in the NFL? Electricity.
Yes. Everybody wants to see points.
I'm talking just with the individual player. It's about the freak. It's about just that next level athlete. Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson is not the starting quarterback of the Ravens because of his arm.
No.
He's the starting quarterback of the Ravens because he's an electric athlete.
Yes.
Kyler Murray is an electric athlete. And so that's why I think it's going to play in the NFL.
I'm not going to say that it won't work. I'm not, like I said, I talked about the Lamar Jackson thing. I'm not going to sit up here and say Lamar Jackson is going to set the role apart. I hope he does. I want him to play well, just like I want any young player to play well. But he can't play. They can't win like they won last year with him playing the way he played.
He's got to expand the game. No question.
They have got to expand it. And look for that offense up in Baltimore to look a lot like the 49ers offense when they went to Super Bowl.
Good call. Talk to me about, I know Marty Morningweg, they kicked him to the curb. Do you know who the new offensive coordinator? Oh, that's right,
yeah.
Greg Roman,
yeah.
Who's a very run-first, conservative offensive play caller.
That's why I said look for it to look a lot like the 49ers when Cap was
quarterback,
when they went there with Frank
Was Roman Warmer. There at the
yes.
time?
He's He's OC.
Yeah. Good call there, man. He was also with Buffalo with
Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod, to me, he's a different quarterback than that. I don't look at Tyrod as a running quarterback. I look at him as a quarterback that can run.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And I've always said this. He has some of the fanciest feet I have ever seen in the NFL.
You were preaching to me, what, 2-3 years ago? Tyrod's my guy. Him and Kamar Aiken. Those are your two guys.
Kamar Aiken.
Those are your two guys.
I love it. Okay, so what we have also seen this week, we're talking about Kyler Murray and Dwayne Haskins in our NFL bounce. Randy Mack in for John Michaels. The president of the Cardinals, Michael Bidwell, I believe is his name, said, we're good. Josh Rosen's our guy. We're not taking Kyler Murray with the first overall pick.
Correct.
You have Cliff Kingsbury coming out and saying, Josh is our guy.
Yes.
Are they lying?
No.
You don't think they take Kyler Murray?
No.
Now, they probably will flip that pick and move down in the draft and get assets, and somebody else will take number one overall, right?
Probably.
Can't you see that happening?
That probably will.
I mean, they have so many holes to fill in Arizona, right?
They need players there, and it's just not going to be a number one overall pick, you know, change unless it is a quarterback.
Yep.
You know, and I don't see them go, because you got to understand, even though you got the owner, the guy who drafted him is still there, even though he should have been fired too.
Keim, right?
Yeah, he should have been gone too. DUI, and you get the wrong coach. And I think he got a raw deal too. But
what was his name? Wilkes?
Yeah, Wookie. Yeah, Wookie. Yeah. Come on, man. You had no talent, and it's your fault because you didn't build an O-line around him. You didn't do this. You didn't do that. But anyway, that's not here nor there. So you mean to tell me he's going to make himself look like a complete idiot because you drafted a kid 10th overall to be your franchise guy,
mm-hmm.
and now you're going to mess around and get rid of him and go to Kyler? No, don't make sense.
But who's going to have the better NFL career?
I don't know.
Josh Rosen or Kyler Murray?
I don't know. I want to see Josh Rosen with
something. I would bet a significant amount of juice boxes that Kyler Murray is going to have a better career than Josh Rosen.
You want to put something on that right now?
Sure.
How much?
Whatever you want.
Okay.
All right, you want to put 100 JBs on it?
100?
You want to go 50?
I mean, 100 is fine.
How do we quantify this?
It's hard to quantify, right? Because there's still young quarterbacks.
I mean, okay. Let's because you don't know we got yeah, a juice bag, yeah, juice box bet here. We just got to work out the details.
Yeah, we got to work.
I think that I feel very confident that Kyler Murray is going to be a better NFL quarterback than Josh Rosen. So I don't think it's going to work out for Josh Rosen.
Do you think? Okay, so what makes you think it's going to work out so much for Kyler Murray?
Electric athlete and hell of a thrower of the ball. And Josh Rosen to me is. He's Jay Cutler all over again.
You think so?
Yeah.
I hope not.
Yeah, I don't see the commitment.
But I can see where you go with
he's
that.
Aloof, Randy. He's too cool. He walks off the field after a three and out. That's all right.
He's a California kid.
They're
most of them are like that.
What's that?
He's a California kid. There are a lot of most of them like that.
Kyler Murray ain't a California kid.
I know he's a Texas boy. Texas strong.
Tough as nails.
I get all that. But the whole thing with Kyler is Kyler's got to be in the right system. He's got to be in the right place. Because – I'm more or less, this is how I look at drafting players or whatever. I don't want to draft the first ever to do it. You know what I'm saying? He'll be the first ever shortest quarterback.
Good
you know,
call.
I don't want to.
It's risky.
I ain't got time for no experiment like that, especially
risky.
My job online. But can we please quit talking about this? Because Cliff said it before they played Oklahoma that he would take him number one overall. He didn't know that he was going to be the
Arizona. He didn't know.
You know, he didn't deserve it anyways.
Yeah, yeah, he didn't know at the time. He was just talking, Preacher Man. Preacher Man's going to do some talking coming up next.
All right, if you insist. Well, apparently the Red Sox are getting some new announcers for the season, and some of the fans are thrilled with a certain choice.
That is next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Let's hit some headlines. Let's
Rick
hit some
victory.
You're smart.
Preacher Man brings these stories you missed, and yes, the research material.
Open up, air out.
This is from the Bible.
Hallelujah!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Let's hit some big three.
I didn't know what to
say. Did I nail
right
that?
There.
Did I imitate that pretty good?
Let's hit some big three.
I didn't realize how to do that one. That was my only thing with the big three. Because
I get your voice that high, Randy.
I got some range.
Let's
man.
Hit some big three.
Like I said, I could play Eddie Kendrick. You know,
does it involve a vice or anything of that nature.
So what now?
I said, does it involve a vice?
No, but you know what's crazy? Because I was sick that day. You know that pollen was coming through.
Yeah,
and it was
yeah.
killing me. And I'm surprised because you know Mike can't get that because Mike did that. He'd throw his throat out again.
About your people wanting to come after me for having a good joke with you.
I told you.
Don't they know? Don't they have a sense of humor?
Yeah, they do, but not when it comes to you messing with me like that, dude.
I'm not messing with you.
Hey, I mean, you're a grown black man. You handle your own business.
Oh, you know me. You know me.
Amen.
But you know, some people, you know, they're my boys, man. They're country, man. They don't know better, man.
Really? Do you not pick on your brother? Do you not fight with your siblings?
I pick on everybody.
That's what I want your friends to know. Why is Mark being mean to you? Well, because Randy Mack's a damn good dog.
I mean, it's okay. You know.
Even though I've never been to his house and he's never invited me out for a drink, he's still my boy.
We'll never go there. We'll never go there again.
Let's hit some big three.
He doesn't invite. He doesn't invite people over. You just drop by. That's how it rolls.
I don't know.
So that invite's never coming. Just go to his house and he'll open the door for you, right?
Yeah.
Or not?
Will.
Okay.
We'll do.
Now that he lives on the outside of Augusta.
Because you know one thing about me, I'm pretty much always at home.
So Kicking it.
So I'm always there. Come on through.
Even when he lived in Vinings, we were 3 miles apart. He couldn't even invite me over.
You should have just gone over.
I'm not that guy. I'm not just going to show up.
You
might be having alone time. I don't know. It ain't none of my business.
That is true.
You might be dancing, making a video
but
in your bathrobe.
Here's the thing. That's why it's called call me. I'm not going to say no. It was like Tate tried to, you know how you want to come to somebody's house, but you don't want to say I want to come out. Hey, you doing for the Super Bowl? This is me. One answer. Yeah. Oh. Okay. I didn't want to invite myself. No, I said, you coming? Well, I didn't want to invite myself. How you invite yourself? You said, am I doing something for the Super Bowl? I said, yeah. Then you say, okay, I'm coming over. That's all you got to say.
I don't want the rejection.
And that's I told him again. And I texted him back. I was like, for future references, you know you don't need an invite to my house.
I can't handle the rejection of a damn good dog saying I don't want to hang out. So you know what? I just don't put myself out there.
All right, man. Whatever.
All right, let's get
preach,
it
what you sorry, got, Paul.
Let's get
what
it
you got,
preach,
man?
Oh, what, is it my turn now?
Yes, it's your turn. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, first
the bickering
off, let's,
is over, Preacher.
We'll just take 1 second to wish our good friend Dave Archer happy birthday.
Dave Archer, happy
it's
birthday,
Archie's
brother.
Archer's birthday. Yeah.
He is the ripe young age of 72, right?
Could y'all get Archer on the phone so him and Rick can probably go at it for 20 minutes so I can just
need a nap?
Yeah, just so I can go. Yes.
4 hours is too much for you?
Yes, I just like when those two go at it.
Shout out to Dave Archer, man. Happy birthday, Arch. Cheers.
All right, so as I mentioned earlier, the Red Sox fans aren't really thrilled to hear about the new lineup that's got going on, one particular person in general for the season. The rotation will include former Sox voice and current ESPN broadcaster Sean McDonough. And no, that's not the guy they don't want to hear, Ricky. Former New York Mets announcer Josh Lewin. Former Detroit Tigers TV guy, Mr. I'm going to fight my partner, Mario Mpemba.
Yeah, they got Mario.
Yeah. Also in the lineup for select games, one Chris Berman.
Really?
Okay.
And that's apparently the one they are not happy with.
I mean,
that's
get over it. It's a few select games. Get old.
That's crazy. Chris Berman. Boom. Really?
If it was every game, that might get it. But come on, man. What's it going to be? Preacher Man 10, 15 games? The Berman's on the call?
Maybe. Something like that.
Yeah, get over it.
If they hit a home run, is he going to do the back? Oh, yeah.
You know he is.
That could get annoying. That's probably going to get annoying.
Preacher Man, so I'm kind of tripping because they recently kicked. Do you know who Dan Orsillo? I think I'm getting his name right. Dan Orsillo. He took over for Dick Enberg as the San Diego Padres TV guy after the Red Sox kicked him to the curb, and he is a terrific baseball play-by-play guy. Then last year they had Dave O'Brien, former like Sunday Night Baseball,
he will still be calling some games.
Oh, he's still. Why are they chopping up their crew into like five different dudes? That's weird to me.
Apparently, he is Dave O'Brien. Actually, will move over to the radio side for the Red Sox and air on national television.
What do you mean air on national television?
That's just what it says. It's Dave O'Brien who will move over to the radio side when Sox games air on national television.
Aha. So if they're on ESPN with like Shulman and all that, then Dave O'Brien will go to radio. Okay. Look, what's going on here? You have an incredibly big-time team.
Right.
And so I don't know why they're not just going with one play-by-play guy, but if you're in this game, who doesn't want to be a part of the broadcast team for the Boston Red Sox?
Big deal, right?
So it's a big deal.
There it is. There's a winner. Look at that.
Back.
Good.
Yeah, that's going to
be. Did you edit that or was that real?
Just a little bit.
He said just a little.
He might have embellished slightly.
Well, the Sox, Preachman, you know this, the Sox hit a lot of home runs. There will be plenty of opportunities.
Absolutely. All right, we know that pitchers and catchers have reported Matt Harvey, who will be playing for the Los Angeles Angels this year. Apparently, he's already hurt, and the season hasn't even started yet.
And it is a glute injury, which is your butt. He's out 10 days with a butt injury. Your boy, Matt Harvey. And I've heard headlines. I've got my life right and all this. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're in L.A.
What about?
This is a nightlife guy.
Now, he said if it was the regular season, he would play through it.
Do you remember the days where they were talking about shining the Batman lightning and Gotham
Dark
and all that stuff? And now he's butt hurting Los Angeles.
Well, you know.
He's butt hurting Los Angeles for $11 million, and he could make as much as $14 with incentives.
Yeah. He is going to get shredded in the American League. You heard it here. Like an ERA of what? Randy, will his ERA be above or below 5?
I think it'll be below.
High fours, though, right?
Yes, 4.8, somewhere in there.
Exactly,
yes,
exactly. Yeah. Preacher Man, he is going to get shredded in the American League.
All right, as we know, the All-Star Game is this weekend. Players were being interviewed earlier today at NBA All-Star Weekend. The Grizzlies' Jaren Jackson was asked whether he would be able to – who he could beat in a one-on-one match when asked by a reporter. He said – after he thought about it for a minute, he said Michael Jordan because he's old.
I love it. I mean, why not just shoot at the top and make some news? And he's got the Preacher Man talking about it here in Atlanta. Man, good for you, Jaren Jackson Jr.
I bet on you to win me some juice boxes and you let me down. Man, you don't blank up and know your role, all right, before who you're talking to, man. All right. Just be happy that you had All-Star Game because you're a young player and somebody, they got to fill out that roster for the Rising Stars. Okay?
You know, especially not when you're in his city.
You know what I'm saying, dude? Man, you better go
kick rocks. You know, he might have him escorted out to the city limits before the game even starts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, man, you got to go, man. All right. Come on, man.
There's some embedded frustration here for Randy because he's going to have to pay me 20 juice boxes for Jaren Jackson being under 18 points. He's going to have to pay me 20 more juice boxes for being under 9 rebounds here as a rookie because he's not going to hit either number. Nice. I'm getting juice boxes right now. Thank you, Randy.
Yeah, there you go.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Might as well pay up now.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
The IRS is listening. They're just juice boxes.
Yeah, that's it.
He just dollied them up here. It's a fruit punch. I like fruit
punch. You like fruit
punch? Yeah,
there
thank you.
You.
The Capri Sun fruit punch.
There you go. Have fun with that.
My man, Randy McMichael. So is Jaren Jackson Jr. forever dead to you?
Yes, he's, because he's you had dead to me because of that. And then to come on, so because he's old. Get the heck out of here, man. Please.
I still remember a couple of days ago when Steve Kerr had the serious outburst at the officials during the game.
Oh, loved
he was ejected. Well, the fine has come down, Ricky. And
hold on. Let me guess. Well, hold on. They just fined Embiid 25 GER for using the F word when I thought it should have been 50 or 70. I'm going to say 25 GER.
Ding, ding, ding. Winner, winner, chicken.
I mean, it's like it's just the stock number on dudes freaking out on the refs.
Yeah, that's not bad. I love the exposure. But that's what happens when you got Draymond in there. I mean, that was nowhere near flavorful.
Nope, it wasn't.
At all. But because it was Dre.
Yep.
And they overreacted. But I was surprised Dre didn't overreact the way he did.
That was the genius of Kerr.
Yeah.
Because if Kerr hadn't melted down, guess who would have melted down?
Draymond.
So he saved Draymond from himself. And by the way, Preacher Man, I don't know if you – I'm buddies with Steve Kerr. He was with Turner Sports for 2 or 3 years. Yeah. We're not like text buddies, but like I'm friendly with him, right? Awesome dude.
Everybody says
And Preacher Man, he was so chill and smooth and professional. And to see him melt down like that, I loved it.
And Mark Owens, I'm loving this, just these jams today. Okay, I forgive you. I'm officially forgiving you. All right, you playing Motown for me. You're officially forgiven.
Can I come over and hang out and have a beer this weekend?
You sure can.
Yes!
Yes.
Wow, that was a quasi-invite.
I told you.
Preacher Man, we got research material?
Good.
Oh, yeah. His research material today is going to be Christina Marie. There you go.
Christina Marie.
Are you familiar with her work,
I am not
Randy?
Familiar. But, Mark Owens, y'all are going to Athens this weekend, right? You and the girls?
Yeah, going to watch Georgia kicks off their baseball season this weekend against Dayton. Going to watch a little Georgia baseball in Athens.
I mean, you come back down 316, just give me a holler.
Done and done.
Just give me a holler.
Our NBA Fast Break is next, ladies and gentlemen. Randy and I are going to make predictions on the events of All-Star Weekend. Will Trey and John Collins take home the hardware? We'll tell you next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. All right, let's talk hoops, man. It's a big weekend in the NBA. Tonight, the Rising Stars Challenge. It'll be on TNT. Tomorrow night, All-Star Saturday night, you know the deal. They got the Skills Challenge featuring our Trey Young. They have the three-point shootout, and they have the dunk contest featuring our John Collins. And then on TNT Sunday night, the big game, the All-Star game with Team LeBron against Team Giannis. LeBron drafted a bunch of dudes who are going to be free agents. Coincidence? I think not. And Giannis took a bunch of first-year All-Stars, right, which is kind of the way they wanted to build their teams. But I want to have a conversation here about Trae Young and John Collins. Let's start with the skills competition on Saturday night, Randy. Will Trae Young – and let me give you the field here for the skills challenge.
I got it right here. This computer works.
I'm actually where the hell is
okay,
this?
I got it right here. I got it.
Yeah, what do you got?
I got Luka Doncic, Jokic, De'Aaron Fox, Trae Young, Jason Tatum, Mike Conley, Kyle Kuzma, and Nikola Vucevic.
Vucevic.
That's how you say it? Okay.
Vucevic. I used to say Vucevic, and I literally got corrected by Orlando PR during a summer league game.
I mean, that's how it looks.
It does. Yeah, Vucevic, right? But it's Vucevic. Anyway, I do not think Trae Young is going to win the skills competition.
Who do you think's
going
to win?
I'm going to take De'Aaron Fox.
Okay, I got mine right here. I just want to see Luka versus Trae in the finals.
Oh,
I want to see. I want to see
how
Luka.
Cool would that
I see
be?
Luka versus Trae in the. I'm going with. I'm going to go with. You said you want De'Aron Fox?
I'm going De'Aron Fox.
I'm going to go with I'm going to go with Luka then.
Did I steal your pick?
Yes, you did. But I'll go with Luka.
We can have the same pick.
We got juice box on this?
No juice box.
No juice box. Okay, I'll go De'Aron Fox.
The reason I take De'Aron Fox is the skills challenge is about speed.
Yes.
To me, the faster you make it through, the more wiggle room you have to miss a shot or two at the end of the round. And I think, and by the way, I'm a fan of De'Aron Fox. I think he's going to shine tonight.
No,
or tomorrow night.
The only thing that irritates me about that is when they're trying to be damn cool going through them, going through the wing.
Yeah.
You know, that just irritate. Like that one year D-Wade went through it, and D-Wade was being all cool with
that.
It, man.
Yeah.
If you're going to go. All right?
I remember that.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, get somebody else's spot that's going to go faster.
But we're talking about an all-time great who's been in a million All-Star games.
Yeah.
So he's probably like,
then
this is a little beneath
me. Why sign up for it? But I'm telling you, the one part that gives is the chest pass. The pass through,
the bounce pass through the little hole.
Yeah. I mean, you would think that'd be so simple for them. That one gives them people problems also.
And what I think they do, I think they sleep on it. I can do this in my sleep. And then, oh, damn, I missed. Oh, man, I missed again. And then the sphincter starts to get a little bit tight. We both have De'Aaron Fox. Good luck, Trae Young. Trae Young is actually in Charlotte. I saw him on a two-way interview with ESPN this morning. So he's already making the rounds. Yeah. They already have him in the media circuit, and I'm happy for Trae Young with that. So he's definitely not listening. But we like De'Aaron Fox, both Randy McMichael and me. Now let's talk about the three-point contest, and then we will get to the dunk contest. So last year's winner, Devin Booker,
right.
Seth Curry, Steph Curry, Danny Green, Joe Harris, Buddy Hield, my guy, Damian Lillard, Chris Middleton, Dirk Nowitzki, and Kemba Walker. That is an awesome field for the three-point contest. If Steph Curry's in the contest, I'm taking 30.
Why the hell is Dirk in this?
Because you saw that Adam picked Wade and Dirk on a ceremonial last time around tip to be All-Stars.
Correct.
So why not have him in the three-point contest?
That should be funny. I bet Dirk won't make it all the way through. Dirk will get top of the kid like, man, forget this.
Is he just going to walk off
and grab a
cocktail?
Yeah, he's going to. I'm going to go. You said you're going with Steph?
I'm going with Steph. It's very chalky. I get it, but
it's real
he's the greatest shooter of all time.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. I think that it would be great to see a Curry final.
So ooh, wouldn't
I'm
it?
I'm just gonna go against you. Just to go against. You. I'm gonna go with his brother Seth.
I understand.
I'm gonna go with Seth.
I think in terms of a dark horse for me, I'm gonna pick my dude Buddy Hield.
I'm not gonna pick Buddy. My dark horse. I'm gonna go with. I don't like Danny Green. He's more of a streak. I go with. Is it? Can I go with the returning champ as a dark horse?
Not really.
I ain't think so. I go with my man Dame then. I go with Dame Dollar.
I like it.
Dame Dollar.
Buddy Hield, man. What an improvement he has
good
made.
For him, man.
One of the best shooters in the NBA right now, averaging over 20 a game. You guys know that the Kings are my little team that could. They are my league pass side piece because, of course, the Hawks are my main squeeze. Okay, let's go to the dunk contest. The field, Miles Bridges, the bouncy rookie out of Michigan State with the Hornets in his hometown arena. Our John Collins, Hamidou Diallo, who's got about a 45-inch vertical. He played at Kentucky. Now he's with the Thunder. And the bouncy Dennis Smith Jr. of the New York Knicks, who just beat us last night at State Farm Arena. Who you got?
I'm going to go with Dennis Smith Jr. I think because he's smaller, I think it'll look a little bit better. You know what I said about John Collins, hometown kid, would like to see him win this thing. Last one since Josh Smith. But I don't know if he has the energy to you know what I'm saying? To hype the crowd up. His dunks, it always looks funny when a tall dude like that is dunking. It just don't look right.
I'm gonna take John Collins.
Okay.
I'm gonna go ahead and make a homer pick here. I think it is. I think it's a good field. I think we're gonna be like, wow, Miles Bridges had some awesome dunks. We're definitely going to be talking about Hamidou Diallo.
He can fly.
He is jet propelled, ladies and gentlemen. And he's a small guy. Well, he's not small. He's like 6'4".
That's perfect.
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 I'm going to go John Collins. I really am. I can't confirm this. I've gotten some intel that's led me to believe that Dominique Wilkins is going to be a part of the show.
So what's
going
to be?
Again, it's not for
now,
sure.
How is the format?
I'm just telling you, I'm getting a feeling that Dominique is going to be a part of this. And I know that Trae Young is going to be a part of the choreography with John Collins.
Yeah, I know that part, but I'm saying, isn't it you get one team tandem dunk and then you got –
They changed the
rules up every year to this thing, man. Now they got four guys, so it shouldn't take as long.
Yeah.
But
I wish they had six. But, of course, they can't because very few guys want to do it.
Yeah.
You know, you got to go with Hamidou Diallo, who is a great jumper, plays 10 minutes a game.
Who else
he's completely off the radar.
Who else do you want to see?
No, I'm just saying. Yeah. I don't know. You've stumped me right now. You've stumped me. I'm just trying to think of like a bouncy all-star that may, I don't know, and I don't want to jog my brain right now. It is what it is. These are the four guys, and I am taking my guy John Collins, and Randy Mack is taking maybe more of the chalky choice in Dennis Smith Jr. And so that's what's up, man. Those are our predictions on the events of All-Star Saturday night. I do want to ask you this. The Hawks right now are at 19 wins. They are 19 and 39. They should be 20 and 38, but it is what it is. I think last night, ladies and gentlemen, was a trap game. I have found in covering the NBA that the Thursday before All-Star weekend is a dud night in the NBA. you almost always have teams that just are like, we're at the end of our rope, bro. What do you want from us? They're thinking about vacation. I think Trey and John were looking a little bit ahead to All-Star Weekend, and I think we took the Knicks lightly. And I heard a soundbite from Lloyd Pierce, and he essentially said that. He said, we showed up tonight assuming we were going to win. And, of course, you need to go out there and chop wood, and they didn't do that last night. But I think that was a trap game loss last night for our Hawks. Do you agree?
Yeah. It's not even necessarily a trap game. I think you had more or less the young guys, they're looking forward to their first All-Star Weekend. And then you got other guys probably making vacation plans like, can we hurry up and get this game over? Our flight leaves in like an hour or something like that. Yeah. If they play, and then you're coming off an emotional win against the Lakers. Even as garbage as the Lakers are, they got LeBron James. And I think that's, you know, that might have took a lot of that energy out of that building, out of these young players.
Yeah.
And yeah, we were talking, I think it was Conte and Sean talking about, when was the last time you, I remember when I would ever come to a, you know, when I, in the offseason, I would come to a game up here in the Hawk, of the Knicks were in town, place be packed full of Knicks fans. They ain't got that, they don't have that marquee guy no more. Because it went from Melo to Porzingis to nothing.
Dennis Smith Jr., who's not a marquee guy, at least not yet. So, Randy, the question is, will our Hawks get to 30 wins? Again, they have 19 right now. Will they get to 30 before the season is over?
No.
Really? You're taking the under on 30?
I'm thinking 29.
So, let's see.
I think they'll win 10 more games.
They're 19 and 39.
Yes.
That's 40. That's what, 58? That's 58. Yeah, that's 58 games. And then 82. So what is that? Is that 24 games left? 24. It's 24 games left for the Hawks. Is that what you're counting up as well?
No, I'm looking at the games they got coming up. Detroit, Phoenix, at Houston. They got to play Houston twice in this. In these next stretch of games.
It's probably LL.
Yeah, they got to go to Boston. Scratch me for that. They might win 30. I'm looking at this.
Dude, I'm gonna call the exact number of 30.
I'm gonna call it because they got.
So they would have to go 11-13 in the last 24.
Okay.
They've essentially been a 500 team for almost 2 months now.
For whatever it's worth, in March they got 10 home games and 5 road games. For whatever that's worth.
That's actually bad news.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They're a terrible home team
this
year.
That's worth, they got 10, and then in the month of April they got 2 road games. And two home and 3 road. So they're basically 12 home games and 8. This is after the, and then you look at 1, 2, 3. So they got, I'm gonna go right at 30, Rick.
Okay, so we're on.
Yeah, I'm gonna look at this schedule. Yeah, I like it.
All right, so from 19 to 30, which, by the way, would exceed the over-under that Las Vegas set preseason, which I believe was 23.5, if memory serves. So a bit of an overachieving season by these Hawks. Now, let me ask you.
They have 15 home games.
Let me ask you this. Do the Lakers make the playoffs?
Yes.
I say no.
Of course.
They are 3 games out right now.
So?
The 3 games with 25 to go. The Clippers and the Kings are above them, and they are trying to win and trying to make the playoffs.
Who's trying to win? Because
the Clippers and Kings.
I read somewhere that the Clippers win. If the Clippers in the playoffs, they lose their first-round pick, right?
I don't know that.
Yeah, I read that somewhere. And then I'm just going to give you the ultimate. Who you trust, Sacramento and the Clippers, or you trust LeBron James?
I trust Sacramento more than the dysfunctional Lakers right now.
I didn't say the Lakers. I said LeBron James. Do you trust him?
You mean a cut-rate LeBron who's lost a step?
Oh, he's lost a step.
And can't really fly through the air with the greatest of ease anymore?
Huh. So how was he playing before he got hurt when they were in the 4th seed?
He was playing really well.
Exactly. He got hurt.
He got hurt.
He got hurt. So he'll be back. And once again, that goes back to the Skip Bayless and the Michael Rapaport.
And me being butthurt media guy?
Yes. I mean, that goes back to that.
And it's because I got Vince Carter's back.
Like he said something about Vince Mama.
Let's give you some prize picks.
Now it's time for the Rick and John Fantasy Pick of the Day, brought to you by Prize Picks.
We love Prize Picks. We do it every day. It is Daily Fantasy Simplified. Use promo code 929 at myprizepicks.com. So, Randy, should we just assume that your prize picks are Dennis Smith Jr.?
Yes.
And by the way, this is so cool. They have props on the Rising Stars game tonight, the dunk contest, and the three-point shootout tomorrow. And so you are going with Randy in you picked Damian Lillard. No, was he your dark horse?
Yes.
You picked Seth Curry.
I picked Seth, yes.
Okay, so he's at a fantasy projection of 18.5. And then in the dunk contest, you went Dennis Smith Jr.
Yes, I did.
And he has a fantasy projection of 96.
Okay.
So those are Randy Mack's picks. Now, I, Randy, am going to the Alliance of American Football.
Who?
They have props on the AAF.
Oh, those guys. Yeah,
you know,
bad.
The Atlanta Legends. Yeah, they're playing bad. At the San Diego Fleet tomorrow. Yeah. You know, I'm psyched about it.
Uh-huh.
You apparently are.
I am excited. I want to see these guys do well.
All right, I am taking the over on Jalen Marshall at 9.7 fantasy points. Jalen Marshall, Randy, you remember him from Ohio State? Mm-mm. You are sound asleep.
No, I'm like,
Jalen Marshall got busy against the Atlanta Legends last week for the Orlando Apollos. The number one target for, is it Garrett Gilbert?
Yes.
His name always confuses
yes.
me. So I'm taking the over on, 9.7. I think they're dissing Jalen Marshall with that number. And because of Matt Sims, I have nothing against Shontavious Jones. He's the number one receiver-ish for one game for the Atlanta Legends.
Mm-hmm.
He's got Matt Sims throwing him the ball.
Right.
Behind a terrible offensive line, a terrible offensive line for one game. I mean, we'll see what happens this week against San Diego. But I will take the under. Yeah, I will take the under on Shontavious Jones at 11.8 fantasy points. So there you go.
Good for you, man.
Raz picks for the day. But I think it's really, really cool that that they have AAF on here. They have NHL. Uh-huh. They have EPL, which is soccer. They have props on the All-Star game. NCAA basketball.
Are they playing in San Diego?
They have MMA props. I didn't know that.
Rick,
I'm not an MMA guy, but they have MMA.
Rick,
what?
We had this conversation a few years ago. Don't go back to being that guy.
What, the degenerate?
Yes.
No,
don't
I
be
won't.
Him because of props. All right, don't be him, man.
I won't.
Okay.
I mean, I do a lot of winning in fantasy, but it's not about. Look, I didn't play the Hawks -8 last night, okay? Thank God. All right? Because they got beat by like 15. One more round is next. And Randy Mack is happy because it's almost 2 o'clock and he can't wait to get out of here. We're going to dap up Hugh Douglas and we're going to revisit some of our polls throughout the week. Hop on them with us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9 The Game. Check them. Yeah, big congrats and a major shout out to Hugh Douglas, man. Hugh, congratulations and cheers on being inducted into the Black College Hall of Fame. Just absolutely a spectacular honor. We want you guys to get on the line and call the Preacher Man, and then we'll get you in our next segment for the Slice of Life, which on Friday, as we turn off our brains, is the Ask Us Anything segment. Ask us anything you want. Shoe size, IQ level, favorite team, favorite color, favorite research material, whatever question you have. You okay with that?
I got a problem.
You ready to field any old question?
Not
you
problem.
You can plead the fifth if you want.
Man, I've done this plenty of times, Rick.
I ain't no rook to this, man. I'm just trying to, for people.
I got this.
Okay. But anyway, 404-741-09. 404-741-0929. Hit us up at Rick and John 929 on Twitter and every other platform if you want to submit a question that way. And we'll take calls. Preacher Man will offer questions from you guys. Mark Owens will offer questions from you as well. And then we will answer them. But back to Hugh Douglas. Major shout-out to him, man. Going into the Black College Hall of Fame, what an honor and so well-deserved.
Yeah, it is, man. And it goes to show you how – I think because you listen to Hugh on the morning show with him and him and John, and he's clowning and having a good time. Hugh's a bad boy now. I mean, he would be down in that little crotch four-point stance and would jump off that damn – he was vicious, man. He was. He was a damn fine football player. And this is just, really big for him, especially playing at the small school, HBCU, which, nobody goes to those schools anymore. None of the top recruits in the country, they don't go there anymore like they used to, as black men going to the Grambling and the Southern and all these places, Jackson State. Nobody goes to these schools like they used to. So for him and all these other gentlemen that are being elected tomorrow, it's unbelievable.
Central State is where Hugh Douglas cut his teeth as a college football player. First round pick, of course, in the NFL and earmuffs you, a near Hall of Fame career in the NFL. To me, it's not a Pro Football Hall of Fame resume, but it's close.
You can ball.
Real close.
You can ball.
It's like Roddy White close.
You can ball.
But it's just a tremendous player. The fact that we're even putting him on the borderline of the Hall of Fame underlines how extraordinary of a player he was. What was I going to do here? All right, let's revisit some of these polls throughout the week. John came up with a good one. In terms of and we have to we got to replay the week in review, don't we, Mo? At some point in this segmente. And by the way, another reminder: ask us anything coming up next. Holler at the Preacher Man, and we'll get you on the air. John Michaels had a really good poll. Boy, you're probably going to clip that off, huh? Who do you trust more to win the championship in 2019, Kirby Smart or Dan Quinn? What do you think the voting was on that?
Probably Dan Quinn.
Nope.
Oh, Herbie?
Kirby, 67%. Dan Quinn, 33%.
I don't see. I did hear you guys talking about this when I was in the car the other day. I will be in the middle. I'll be undecided because what has either one of these guys shown you that you can trust them? I mean, both of them. I mean, of course, both of them in their second year led the programs or teams to the ultimate prize. You know, the ultimate game, I should say, and came up short. How do we know? I mean, do you trust Kirby because you keep on hearing all these five-star recruits and you're just thinking that's how you win? Well, you got to win with recruiting, but they'll give you – they'll give you trophies for that. Yeah. I don't think some people understand that. You know, we ain't won a title since 1980, so I ain't got time to be arguing with Alabama and Clemson fan. What can I say to y'all? I mean, I can't say nothing. But yet, you know, because we were recruiting, you know, we got puff our chest out. Ain't that right, Mark Owen? We were recruiting last 2 years.
Not recruiting.
Cruiting.
Just cruiting.
And kick rocks, man. Don't win some. You look at Dan. I guess I'll sound like a homer and go with Kirby.
Okay.
I guess.
It's a coin flip deal for me. And John was on, I forget my answer at this point. I was on DQ and he was on Kirby.
Oh, yeah.
But again, it wasn't by much. I'm not like all dug in on that.
Tell you why. You said you like DQ because you don't think DQ will get in the way of the Falcons themselves.
Yes.
You thought Kirby got in the way of the team.
Thank you, my friend. Mark Owens is listening. Nice to know that you weren't, Randy.
That was his 5%.
Yeah, that was – don't get too excited. That was my maximum effort.
And you had to have a five-hour energy just to get to that level, right?
I was listening. Yeah,
I'm just kidding. All right, another poll that we put up, and people enjoyed it. Braves' biggest concerns heading into 2019. Randy, the choices were bullpen, starting rotation, improved National League East, and roster arrogance.
Roster arrogance as far as
– in terms of
– we don't need nobody.
We don't need nobody. Right. Or we're not giving our precious little Timmy, Susie, and Johnny
– those dudes.
You know,
those dudes
the Colby Allards, the Kyle Wrights, the Ian Andersons, all those
guys.
Yeah,
those dudes.
We just can't part with them.
Oh, no.
That Babe Ruth could be on the table for
not
us.
Those
we
guys.
Ain't parting with
we
those
can't
guys.
Let
the,
we can't let those guys
so,
go.
So which of those four concerns is biggest for you?
I'm going to say bullpen. I'll say bullpen, and I go back, and I'm going to defend my dog, John Chuckery. We'll be on tomorrow, 9-1. I got to go with the bullpen. I would love Cabrera. I would.
Oh my God.
I think you look at from where it started to the first demands to where it is now, I think you can get, not necessarily on the cheap, but I think you can find something. You know, you don't have to break the bank for him.
And look, it's getting late in the game here. Why wouldn't Craig Kimbrell accept 4 years and $60 million?
Who says he wouldn't?
I don't think he would. I think he wants $20 million a year. And I think he's delusional. I'm not getting that. Manny Machado's not getting $300. Bryce Harper's not getting $300. It ain't happening. Owners are clutching their money like they never have in Major League Baseball. The freaking Yankees aren't even throwing money around, people. The Yankees.
I think it's collusion by the owners. 2 years in a row.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think, like, papers have been signed about it. But, I mean, when they're sipping scotch at the country club and maybe having a conversation about, you know, we need to take some of this money back.
Mm-hmm.
These contracts are getting out of control. They're like, have you seen Albert Pujols play lately?
Yeah, same thing like
he's NFL. Still on that dang 10-year contract.
Same thing like the NFL. They might not even have no papers, but they talk. But, yeah.
So I thought it was an improved National League East.
What'd you think?
In terms of my biggest concern, okay. It's an improved National League East. Nationals, Mets, and Phillies.
What'd the poll say?
46% said bullpen.
Yeah, because and I know a lot of people, you know, Dallas, he's out there. And people are like, I heard you and y'all were talking about him yesterday.
John's
and,
higher on him than I am, but he'd look good in a Braves uniform.
Is he, if you go get him, is he better than any pitcher in the rotation right now?
It's debatable. I think him and Fulte would
be. Why are we so sold on Fulte?
Have you seen the roller coaster ERAs that Keuchel has put up the last 4 years?
Listen to me. Because I know Fulte has all the potential in the world to be a frontline starter. But I heard John say this yesterday. Isn't he more of a two? Would you rather have him be
here
too?
Yes. Yes.
Again.
But Keuchel could be, I mean, he won a Cy Young like 4 years ago. So he's got that in him.
Okay.
But is the arrow pointing down or is he due for a bounce back year? To me, that's a big question.
Where's the arrow on Fulte?
The arrow is like pointing diagonally up.
Okay.
Not straight up, but diagonally up. Does that make sense?
Are you ready? Are you ready to sit here and say that you're ready for him to be your lead pitcher?
in the 2019 season.
I mean, he is right now.
But I'm saying you
that's
gotta,
what we got.
And you
would I rather have a frontline guy yes. above Folti 100%.
Oh, okay. All right. That's all I
absolutely
know.
Would. All right. Let's get to a couple other of these. Do you agree with me that John Collins and Trae Young will be All-Stars together at some point in their careers?
Goodness. No.
Really?
No.
Okay. Then we kind of sort of can't have this conversation.
Okay.
I do. But as you know, Randy, you got to get to about 50 wins or on pace for 50
exactly.
wins to have a couple of All-Stars.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
yeah,
they
least,
go.
At least two, yeah.
Yeah. They usually say, well, you can have one, but right. you can't have two. And so, all right. So I'll leave that one alone. I by the way, my answer is 2021-22. What won the poll was 2020-21, which is 2 years from now, at 41% of the vote. How about this one? The poll that we had earlier today. More transcending move for Georgia Tech or Georgia. Was it Jeff Collins to Tech or Anthony Edwards, a.k.a. the Ant-Man, to the Dawgs? Right now, Randy, about 250 votes. The poll is still active on my personal account. 51% say Anthony Edwards. 49% say Jeff Collins was the more transcending move.
Well, I said Jeff Collins because of how long it's been. And you can say the same thing about Edwards, how long it's been since Georgia's had a good basketball player or whatever. This kind of marquee player has been. We haven't had one. And I always look at it like this. Who you going to bring with them? I know, you know what I'm saying? I don't give a damn about your stars. I don't care about your stars. What you going to do when you – because what's the use of having this big-time recruit if you don't win? You know what I'm saying? If he's just out there, what sense does that make?
Yeah, and he told DeShante yeah. that he's trying to get a couple yeah, of other guys yeah, what, to go with him.
It doesn't make any sense to me. As hard as it is for me to talk nice about Georgia Tech, I just think Coach Collins, he's going to make it a place where Georgia Tech can be fun again, where these kids, these offensive kids here in the city that want to stay home but didn't want to play in that system will go to this school.
Go to 929thegame.com. You can hear the DeShante interview with Anthony Edwards. And Knox Bardeen told me that he put our Around the 404 segment on the website as well, where we played the interview, and then Randy and I came out and reacted to it. And now Atlanta, Mark Owens, come on in here. Atlanta gets to react to knuckleheadery, frivolity, just plain stupidity.
I don't know why this makes us giggle, but it does, because it's stupid. It's immature. And we do it every week for the past 2 years. You can hear it at 929thegame.com as well. Here it is, your Week in John. God, I'm so sorry. It's your Week in Review.
Oh, I called it Magic City Mondays.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you said that.
You know what'll calm him down?
Ooh, did you lose last night, LeBron? Did you lose?
I just want to tickle you with that one and let it sit. Like,
and you just can't take it. You can't drag Kuzmin Ingram along with you.
As he wrapped up his storied career with NBC Sports that was going to accumulate. Is that the right word? No. What's the word I'm looking for there?
Culminate.
Culminate.
Yeah.
Don't short
culminate.
Yourself.
There it is again.
Culminate.
All right, Rick, hit me, baby, one more time.
Our swinger lifestyle is about to happen.
I mean, that's the northerness in you that calls him Mariota.
The northern what?
Northerness.
Did you say the northerness?
Well, yeah, maybe.
Mark Owens?
No.
10:05:10.
10:05:10. Yeah, sure,
and so you're so butthurt and selfish and narcissistic that you can't give a little bit of depth to Vince Carter. 3, 2, 1.
Ca-caw!
I love a balanced poll, John, and we have a balanced poll here. Have you seen this poll?
When we get back, Justin Fields wins his appeal. What does it really mean for college football? We'll break that down next on the Zook. On the Zook. On the Zook. On 92.9 The Game.
Thank God it's Friday.
Boy, a lot of L's on the Price is Right, right? A lot that's Price is Right, right? The dun dun dun.
Words were hard this week.
They really were, and we're in the communication business, and we're paid to be wordsmiths.
Failed out of the community.
And sometimes we nail it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.